Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Let's start the show. Happy Wednesday to you out there, everybody. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We hope you're having a good one out there. Mm-hmm. Got fun topics for you in this hour. We're going to get into a bunch of entertainment news we have for you. A little bit later than that, evening exercise could help you sleep longer.
Okay.
Got a good one there. And we will wrap up with 10 great insults that don't sound offensive. And let these two have it out.
Bury the hatchet.
Yes. Can we make them sound offensive with our inflection?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure you will.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Definitely. We begin, though, to say goodbye to a legend, something Melissa and I touched on yesterday with the news breaking. The Robert Redford passed away early yesterday morning at his home in Utah. He was 89. Mm. His rep said, quote, the place he loved, surrounded by those he loved.
Nice.
Sounds like it was written by him. Redford broke out in the 60s and 70s, movies like Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, All the President's Men, 3 Days of the Condor, The Sting, which gave him his only Oscar nomination as an actor, which is just one of the bigger... that's not on him. That's a dropping of the ball by the Academy. Mm-hmm. But as a director, he won an Oscar for his first film, Ordinary People, in 1980. Right. If you talk to a lot of people of that era and you ask them, what's the greatest movie you ever saw? What's your favorite movie? 9 out of 10, maybe 8 out of 10, will say Ordinary People. Like, that movie is still to this day holds up in one of those movies that people just look at as that's the movie.
Right.
He went on to direct A River Runs Through It, Quiz Show, The Horse Whisperer, The Legend of Bagger Vance, obviously The Natural, Out of Africa, Indecent Proposal. So many great movies, so many great performances. Mm-hmm. In 1981, Redford maybe did the greatest thing he ever did as far as entertainment goes, in founding the Sundance Institute to champion independent film and new cinematic voices.
Wow.
In 1984, he started the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah, not only bringing people to Park City, Utah, which is incredibly noteworthy, one of the most beautiful area, in an area that, you know, hey, brought in a ton of money and a ton of commerce. That whole area has changed since this. Mm-hmm. But obviously giving a voice to independent artists and giving an opportunity to them. More on that in a moment. He was also an avid environmentalist. He survived by his second wife, 2 daughters, and 7 grandchildren. He had 2 sons, one who passed away as an infant in 1959, and one we lost back in 2020 to cancer.
Right.
Of course, with the career he had, you can imagine a lot of people have come out and mentioned how they felt about him and working with him. Mm-hmm. Barbara Streisand Babs came out, and of course, they were in The Way They Were, The Way We Were Together.
Yep.
Quote, Bob was charismatic, intelligent, intense, always interesting, and one of the finest actors ever.
Right.
He was one of a kind, and I'm so grateful to have had the opportunity to work with him.
Wow.
Leonardo DiCaprio, who shares, is basically our generation's Robert Redford in many ways.
Yep.
With his
similar career trajectory. Right.
Between that and his dedication to environmentalism, I'd like to see it a little more dedicated, but his dedication to that,
right.
He came out and said, quote, actor, activist, passionate environmentalist, and champion of the arts, his unwavering commitment to protecting our planet and inspiring change matched only by his immense talent. Mm-hmm. His impact will endure for generations to come.
Right.
Marlene Matlin,
yes.
One of my favorite actors of all time. Many of you know her as I would say maybe the most popular, famous deaf actress to completely minimalize her career, which I apologize for. But I want everybody to know who that is, and I don't know if she's a common household name.
Yep. Oscar winner, yep.
Star of the Oscar-winning Coda,
yep.
Marlene Martin said her film, quote, came to the attention of everyone because of Sundance.
Right.
Sundance happened because of Robert Redford, a genius, passed away. Stephen King had some nice notes. Just
Well, incredible. It's amazing. You think, you know, I don't know what people think first when you think of Robert Redford. Maybe, you know, his, you know, people refer to how good looking he was in that thing. Oh, and by the way, he was a great actor. Oh, and by the way, he was a great director. Oh, and by the way, he founded Sundance Film Festival.
Yeah.
You know, and all of these different things he did and somehow managed to keep a private life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't hear about him and his family. He kept that to himself. He was able to do that. I mean, all the stuff he did, and he was still able to do that. It's a remarkable story, just all the way around. Absolutely.
Wow. I've mentioned, you know, I was rambling about it yesterday, my favorite of his performances and movies and everything. I've heard since then people who are much smarter than me talk about this and talk about the impact of All the President's Men and how important it was. I think it should be noted. I heard Tony Kornheiser talking about this, about Robert Redford, how Bob Woodward, a longtime Washington Post writer and everything, and one of our more famous celebrated journalists.
That's right.
Who should be, at least. Redford played.
Yep.
They became instant friends and remained friends until Woodward passed.
Really?
Kornheiser was talking about how just like out of nowhere, Redford would show up at the Post. And just to like talk to Woodward and everything.
Yeah.
Just incredible.
That's wild. Human being. Yeah. That's great.
Will be missed. Will be missed. I would recommend, if you have not seen it, or maybe if it's been a while, All the President's Men. I know it came out in 76, 2025. Boy, is that a relevant movie.
Oh, goodness, is it? Oh, my gosh.
Check out that movie if you have not seen it, even if you haven't seen it in a while, everybody.
Or check out some of, you know, the Paul Newman films, The Sting, or, you know, Butch Cassidy's Son. Those are all great movies. They're just fun. Mm-hmm.
I should have been to bed by at least one last night. I was not, because guess what I was doing, everybody?
You're watching The Sting? Is that what it was?
I could not help myself. I was going to watch Butch Cassidy, but it was a little longer than I wanted, so I went to The Sting. Anybody with any intelligence will tell you Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid is the far superior film. But I loved The Sting. Mm-hmm. That was my kind of movie, and as a little kid, I couldn't wait to go to my papa and do the whole, you know, the nose.
The nose thing. Yep,
in the nose and all those things. Just so many little moments in that movie. We go from talking about one legend to another in Mel Brooks. There are not many more people, many more accomplished directors or more comedically accomplished people on the planet than Mel Brooks.
That's right.
He has written a lot over his career and done a lot. And we're not even just talking about his movies.
Yep. Yeah.
Show of Shows.
Yeah. TV shows that he was a part of. Did you know that he was the creator of Get Smart?
Yeah.
The sitcom. That was Mel Brooks. Yes.
So it would take forever to list all the great lines that he has written in his career or anything like that. But have you ever wondered what's his favorite?
Okay.
Well, he does have a favorite, and you'll get a hint. He doesn't necessarily want to say what it is, but he'll give a hint, and it's from Blazing Saddles.
Oh dear. Okay.
It's at the very end of the movie where Gene Wilder asks Cleavon Little where he's going, and Cleavon says nowhere special, and Gene replies nowhere special. I always wanted to go there. That's it. That's his favorite lines he's ever written. And you know something, man? I've seen literally everything Mel Brooks has done multiple times.
Right.
And while there's a lot of funnier lines, whatever happens, no matter what you hear, do not open this door. No matter what. I mean, that, you know, that sequence alone.
One of the greatest setups of all time, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I don't disagree with him.
That's a great line.
I do not disagree with him. One of the most underrated scenes in comedic history.
Right.
That people don't talk about. Imagine, so you got to sit down and you got to write something that's both funny and sentimental and sweet and memorable.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do it.
Yes.
Mel Brooks did that. And by the way, Blazing Saddles, first take.
Yeah.
Like, first take that move, that
really?
Script.
Wow.
They tinkered with tiny little things here and there and everything, but one of the few times, especially with a comedy, that it wasn't rewritten 20,000 times.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And that's part of the reason, I think. So.
Love it.
So I thought that's pretty cool. I thought that's a pretty cool story right there, and a pretty cool thing for him to share, too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, how do you narrow it down when you've had his career? It's so hard.
They get off their horses and into the car. I love Blazing Saddles so much.
Oh, my goodness.
But I shoot with this hand. But I shoot.
I just realized something. Did you know that? I just realized they came out very close to each other. Blazing Saddles and Monty Python and the Holy Grail have very similar endings.
Oh, yes.
Because yes. neither of them had, they both had trouble, I think, with endings. I know Monty Python had a horrible time. They couldn't write endings to save their souls.
From what I've heard from actual, like, people that are working as writers, and TV writers mainly I'm talking about. I haven't talked to a lot of film writers, but mostly TV writers. The hardest thing to do is ending a comedy. Like, dramas, they write themselves.
Right.
You know, romantic comedies or whatever, oh, yeah, they write themselves. So, you know,
boy, they end up together, right? Yeah.
But how to end a comedy is one of the more difficult things a writer faces, which I found interesting because when I talk to sketch writers, one of the more difficult things is how to end a sketch. Right. I cannot even begin to tell you, just in my experience in that world, how many sketches are left on the cutting room floor because there is no ending.
Wow.
off the top of my head, I can think of 20 I could ramble off now. That are just sitting there and they're all the notes are there, but there's just no ending to
them.
There's
no ending.
That's interesting.
It's rough.
So ever since Nate Bargatze's Boys and Girls Club stunt at the Emmys, the organization has received more than double the donations compared to this time last week.
Oh, wow.
A Boys and Girls Club of Clubs of America executive also added that the search interest for the organization is at a record high. And the $350,000 donation will be incredibly impactful to their program and in the lives of the kids and teens who attend other clubs.
That's great.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that is just a pretty cool story right there. There's not much more to it than that. While Nate Bargatze kind of fell into this, I do give him and CBS credit for helping bring attention to the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, something good came out of it. That's right. Yeah. It's all the some controversial. You know, I mean, I know he wasn't controversial at the Emmys, but coming into it and all that, all the news that was cycling, let's get something good out of it. There you go. There we go. Something good.
Wanted to mention that Melissa is in our team, are hard at work at on our WFHR newsletter that will be premiering tomorrow. We'll be on the lookout for that in your email box. Want to encourage you to get on over there, sign up for it at WFHR.com. Also, while you're there, why not get your recipe submitted to us?
Yeah. Do it, everyone. Get those in there.
We need the recipes from you to create our cookbook. It's the 85th edition. You guys, there's a photo shoot coming up.
Oh, gosh.
That for the cover art,
it better be as good as you say it is.
Oh,
because you've been hyping this now for a while now.
It will be, and there's going to be blooper pictures in the back because it's going to happen.
Cannot wait.
So there's not only the cover art, but there will also be the montage in the back of
Blooper Reel. Right. And filled with great recipes. Your recipes.
Oh, yeah. Let's not forget about the recipes. We need your recipes to help fill in the middle.
That's right.
Between the important cover part. Art and the blooper pit.
We appreciate that. We appreciate you helping fill out the cookbook with us and everything.
So you can take a picture and text it to us, even through the Civic Media app, because pictures are allowed. We found that out on Monday.
We discovered that. Nice.
You can email them to us at info@WFHR.com. You can drop them off at the station in person. You can go on our website, WFHR.com, and click on the Submit Your Recipe in the carousel.
The banner,
at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, banner, carousel, whatever you want to call it. There's no ponies involved, but it's fun. And you can even bring your recipe card down. Pam will make a copy of it for you and give it right back.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage. We want to make this as easy on you as possible.
Absolutely.
Really, whatever it takes for you to be able to submit that recipe, we'll work with you on. We want you to be included in this. It won't be the same without you. I encourage you to do that. Everybody go over to WFHR.com and sign up for that newsletter.
And if that's not enough, you got to do this because guess what everyone's getting for me for Christmas this year. So.
Ooh.
Hey, it kind of plays it, goes right into it. That worked out. Wanted to just touch on a couple of things regarding our Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. One, we got through another great rehearsal last night for On Golden Pond. We will be premiering going next week. We're at this next week, everybody.
That's crazy.
We're just over a week before the premiere. Woo! Awesome.
Could not be more excited for this community to take in an American classic like you've never seen it before, performed and acted like you've never seen it before. Mm-hmm. We got an incredible cast. Performers giving the performance of their careers out there.
Mm-hmm.
It is a no weak link cast. No weak links. Everybody in this is good. And we are so excited for this one to go. You're going to have a lot of fun with this one. I think there are some wonderful comedic moments that get lost in this play, but it is very very sarcastic, very funny, along with being very heartfelt.
Yes.
And I feel like one of those things where you come out of this one feeling good. Mm. You know, like there's not a lot of things that I think that we can give that in entertainment anymore. This is one of those ones where you want to spend a couple of hours feeling good, laughing, enjoying yourself, and then leaving the experience feeling maybe even better, because you're not only going to take in an amazing show that you could see on major levels in major cities, but you're also putting back into your community and helping a nonprofit and helping the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater continue to do great work in this community, like, you know, the economic impact. It makes,
right.
Along with the impact it makes on the arts and all of those things.
You got it, man.
Get your tickets now, and you can get them while also checking out their variety show. They got their variety show coming up next month on October, October 11th.
The 11th, yeah.
We're still working on our group name for the performance that we're doing.
I
made a lot of suggestions, and I don't know if any of them are going to pass.
Well, I'm looking forward to whatever that is. It's going to be exciting.
Well, do you want to hear some of the
suggestions? Oh, please, yes. I didn't want to put you on the spot. Yes, yes.
Okay, well, because then maybe people can vote in here. Let me see. I got to go back in the text chain. Hold on. Here we go. Side Alley Girls.
Okay, not bad.
Parkway Ladies.
Ooh, I like that one.
Interstate Mamas.
Oh, no, there you go. That's a good one right there, yeah.
Country Lane Lassies.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
I got one for you, Melissa. You can use this free of charge. The Boulevard Beauties.
Ooh.
There you go. See, there you go.
I like that. I like that.
All right.
Or the Centralia Chicks.
Yeah. Oh, that would work too.
That's not bad. You can't go wrong with any of those.
No, actually, you'll be good, whichever you choose.
I see. I think the challenge is trying to decide on one. You got all good ones. Yeah, that's tough. Make plans to visit us over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater for their variety show to help celebrate 50-plus years of great theater, great entertainment, great impact in our community. They're going to have light hors d'oeuvres, a reception after, and a lot of locals going to be taking the stage and doing fun things, like Melissa's talking about there.
It'll be a great time. I bet you'll be lots of fun.
I'm working with our props guy Corey on something that he wanted to do that he asked me to be a part of.
Very cool thing.
Of stuff going on. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
All right,
get your tickets for the main stage shows, and of course get your tickets and maybe even submit to volunteer if you like for the variety show, all at wrctheater.org. wrctheater.org. get on over there.
You can still get your season tickets.
Yeah,
that's right. This is get your the best value right now, so you can get all four shows. Yeah,
go get them. Go get them, everybody. We'll come back and we're talking evening exercise and how that could help your sleep. Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR. Grace.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. A study from the University of Otago in New Zealand found that doing some light exercise before bed can help you sleep longer in the next day.
Oh.
Sleep in longer the next day.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
All you have to do is pick some simple moves like chair squats, calf raises, or standing knee lifts, and do them for 30 minutes for 4 hours before bed. 4 hours before bed.
Oh, okay. All right.
And it doesn't have to be those specific exercises, push-ups or sit-ups, maybe even going for a good hike or a good walk or something like that.
That should work, yeah.
All you have to do is pick some simple moves and do them. Mm-hmm. On average, participants in the study who moved around in the evening slept 27 minutes more than when they stayed glued to their couch.
Okay.
They went to bed at the same time but woke up later.
Oh, okay.
And you might be thinking, you want me to exercise eight times before bed? But each mini set should only last about 3 minutes, so about 24 minutes of your time.
Right.
What they're saying here is, and what they're trying to get across here is multiple things, not just doing one exercise.
Right, right. Doing a little grouping of that for a workout. We're back at that 20-minute mark again, though. Yeah. I've noticed we've talked all the exercise things we've talked about over the years, that 20-minute thing is still the thing. 20 minutes a day, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, you know, if you do for 20 minutes, that's a good thing.
But also the caveat of doing it 4 hours before bedtime.
Right. Giving itself, because you don't want to do it like right before bed.
Yeah, if I do a workout that's, you know, within an hour of the time to go to sleep, man, I'm not going to sleep.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Give yourself time to relax and wind down.
I'm sure that it does tire me out, but when I do workout, when I try to get my workouts in the morning, when I can't, I will fit it in at night. I notice that my adrenaline goes through the roof, and I'm like, the last thing I want to do is sleep after I've worked out and everything.
Right.
So, yeah, the 4 hours would give a little bit of a breather there.
That's right.
That's a little different than the way I normally do it. So that I'm going to keep in mind. And what is one of the bigger reasons? I'm not saying the only or maybe even the top excuse, but one of the top reasons we don't is time. Oh, I would have worked out. Oh, I wouldn't have went into the gym, but I don't have the time.
Right.
I think, you know, incorporating this may cover both things there, help you sleep in a little bit more while also fitting it in.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
I do believe that the article notes this, but in case they don't, you should avoid heavy exercise before bed. Right. It can actually raise your body temperature and heart rate, or keep you, keep it going. And
that's
stuff.
Why doing the heavy stuff, like either in the morning or in the afternoon, is
midday.
Probably better. Yeah, exactly.
When I'm benching my 500 pounds, I.
Jeez.
Okay, well, you didn't have to laugh that quickly, guys. I mean, give it a beat.
Get out of here. Yes.
That's pretty far-fetched. It's pretty far-fetched. The best part is you don't even need the gym for this one. Now, that is not anything against gyms.
No.
More so, hey,
no.
You're already home. You don't want to run
to
the gym.
You have to
get
up and drive or walk or whatever.
You don't have to pay for a gym membership.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The exercises were designed so that you can do them in your living room without missing your favorite show. Literally built around kind of that, or just listening to music or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, one of my favorite parts of exercising and gets me to exercise is it's one of the few times I have to listen to music is doing that.
Hey, that's a good thing to look forward to, though.
Exactly.
That's a great way to motivate yourself. Like, hey, I get to listen to something or whatever. Yeah.
Especially when, I don't know, I feel like this happens. Like, let's say I get like 10 new songs every 6 months or whatever. Almost every one of those I listen to on repeat like crazy. I was never like that as when I was younger, but as I'm getting like less
whatever,
and less
new
music,
I
just hang on to this song. And, oh, this is amazing. I also have found myself with at least two or three different artists being like, whoa, this is an amazing artist. And I will talk about it to one of my young students or something. And they're like, yeah, they've been great for 3 years.
Yeah, like, we know, dude.
Yeah.
Come on, catch up.
There are a few things that make me feel older than that. I think the last time I was in an elevator, I heard a Pearl Jam song in Muzak. That made me feel ancient.
That's got to be a weird feeling.
It's like the same kind of like level there.
Right.
Old.
Yeah. Right.
So if you're looking to snooze a little longer, if you squats before bed might be doing the trick.
All right.
Yeah, but 4 hours before bed.
Yes.
She can't stress that enough.
Because it just says before bed. That's okay. Go to bed.
Technically, it is before bed, but.
Well, yeah, but so is
colloquially,
doing it in the morning.
That's not how people refer to that.
Bed.
Yeah.
Right.
And not for nothing, I feel like a pull to bring up that, I mean, you know, some other activities could be considered exercise as well.
Just throw it out there before bed
and everything.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just, you know, might help you sleep in a little longer too. I don't know.
You do have to, you know, get, you know, your pajamas on.
Yes,
so, you know,
and that part might be, you know,
maybe
be a little
it's just
trickier.
Convenient.
And it varies by people. So for some, it might be exercise. For some, it might be annoying. I don't know. But throw it out there. We will go to break mercifully. And Melissa's never been happier
to
leave. To leave this show. It's like, okay, this is now
finally broke it. She's like, oh, thank God I'm leaving. Finally. Oh, can't even put up with this.
We're going to try to make it easier for you, Melissa.
You'll get my celebratory letter in the mail.
Yes. Looking forward to that. We're also looking forward to
everything is in quotes. I'm so sorry that I have to leave the show, but
looking forward to Melissa's news, Mike's sports, and taking care of our partners. We'll be back with more fun as we get into 10 great insults that don't sound offensive when we come back on the morning show. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Hope you all are having a great one out there. Thanks for joining us here. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We got a great one to kind of get into as our last subject here. So sometimes it's necessary to take someone, you know, take a shot. Take, you know, maybe they insulted you and you insult them back or something along those lines.
Yeah.
But you don't want to sound overly offensive. Or maybe you're in a, you know, an environment that you can only be so expressive or something.
Right.
There's a thread online where people are talking about their favorite insults that don't sound offensive. And here are 10 of them.
Okay.
We're going to go through these, and I would love any audience participation or studio participation between you two. Any way you want to throw any in here or anything like that, or play off of the ones that we're
there
giving.
There you go. Yeah.
Feel free to do that. So the first one, what an odd thing to say out loud.
I actually really like that one.
I really like that one.
That is useful. That is a very good one. Yes,
it's got a lot of layer to it. I like
because
that.
I think it's that's one that because it's right after someone says something ridiculous or whatever, it stings. It really stings without being overly mean, right?
Yes, yeah.
Right.
Yes.
And it's pointing out that what they said was not actually okay.
Right. Exactly. Yep.
And similar, I think this conversation is similar to a lot of what I've talked about when it comes to comedy nowadays, and where so many people with a lot of the wokeism and a lot of these things, they kind of, well, we got to go the other way, and we're going to punch down, and we're going to insult these, and that's not funny. That's low-hanging fruit. It's jokes that have been made forever.
Yeah.
You know, you're not telling right. anything new. You're not reinventing the wheel here. You're not doing anything different with these jokes. What I find noteworthy is look at somebody like the pale guy. Shoot, I just had his name and I just lost it.
The
Beyond the Pale. That's the name of one of his specials.
Jim Gaffigan.
Okay.
Jim Gaffigan. Yes.
Now,
he makes fun of himself for being pale. That's why James said that.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. That's and I think he had a comedy special called Beyond the Pale or something
you
like that.
You are correct. He did.
It's horrible. I feel so bad. I'm sorry, Mr. Gaffigan. You're hilarious.
He's very funny.
He is able to do comedy on a level where everybody likes it, almost everybody mm-hmm. seems to like him, but he doesn't have to go blue. He doesn't have to punch down. He doesn't have to do these things because he's got a comedic brain that's smart.
Yes,
whereas exactly. so many of these comics out there nowadays, if they're not, like, go ahead and tell a joke where you're not insulting somebody. Good luck. Like, they right. can sit there for days and not come up with something.
Yeah, nothing clever about that.
To me, it's the same thing. Anybody can say blank blank to somebody. We've all done that. That's called being 13.
right.
Like to say something like this, like, huh, what an odd thing to say out loud.
Yeah.
Like, that's true. Like, ooh, that cuts
deep.
It can
be quite devastating, yes.
That's much more talented to me.
Yeah,
I think that takes a lot more credit. Mm-hmm. You know, that sounds like something you'd say. Heard that one a couple times in my life.
Yeah. Oh. Ouch. Ouch. The pain.
You know, I admire how you don't let your limitations affect your confidence.
That one's almost a compliment. Mm-hmm. The compliment that's not. Yeah. Make them ask.
You think it's a compliment until you actually
think about
listen
it.
To it.
Yeah, exactly. Give it a second.
Melissa, you brought up tone earlier, and I think that is so key to this conversation.
Right.
You say that in a snarky way. That sounds like something you'd say. And it loses all...
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
But that sounds like something you'd say.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Your limitations. You don't let your own limitations...
it's impossible to underestimate you.
Wow.
Dang.
That is harsh. Wow.
I felt that and I was just saying it out
loud.
Yeah,
right.
I wasn't even saying it.
Wow.
To myself,
and again, if they're not quick on their feet, they may take that as a compliment. If they have to ask it, remember, if you have to ask it was if it was an insult, it's not. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, wisdom has been chasing you, but you have always been faster. A little more wordy, but I like it. I like
still,
it.
Yeah.
You know,
again, the longer ones are harder to for them to catch on.
Right.
Too, I think.
But sometimes they're more rewarding too. If you can get them all out and it sounds good and your timing is perfect, right? Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. It's all about timing.
And I don't know about you two, but now I'm immediately starting to rethink a lot of the nice things that have been said to me
people
in my life,
said to you.
And I'm starting to wonder. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
See, there's words and there's lingo in our language that we hear, but it's in one ear out the other.
Right.
And we tend to a lot of people that get compliments tend to to do that with compliments. Mm-hmm. Where, oh, I don't want to acknowledge this because whatever reasons.
Right.
And you just one ear out the other kind of thing. And it's not to be mean about taking it. You know, we're appreciative of the compliment usually. Just don't know how to handle it. I could see thinking that somebody's going to give you a compliment and the tone that they have, but you don't actually listen to the words that carefully.
Exactly. The signifiers on this sound like a compliment, right? Yeah. But there's that one key word or phrase that is not. Then that throws everything off.
You're such an oxygen bandit.
That's a good one. Ooh, that is good.
I like that
oxygen one. Bandit's very good. I like that.
And we call the bandit on anything is hilarious.
I do like the word bandit.
Bandit's
I do like
a good bandit. It's a good word. Good funny word, yeah.
You know, I just sigh and say, oh, sweetie, bless your heart.
See, now that one, it's all about tone and context because, bless their heart. Yeah. It can be a nice thing.
It can be sincere. It can be. You're correct. Yep.
But it can also be
very sarcastic.
So I think
you do you, because God knows nobody else will.
Nice.
Another nugget one. Wait a minute. How does she know so many insults? Yeah, what's going on here? Wait a minute.
I feel like something's coming. What I like about that one, too, is that it, to your guys' point, it changes with the break. Oh, sweetie, bless your heart. Altogether, mm-hmm. Taken one way. Oh, sweetie, bless your heart.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. That
even the sigh in there. Yeah, that would do it.
That would do so much. Yep. You're all mouth but no trousers. That's not right. No. This one these last two I think are really good ones. Okay, now I see what everyone's talking about. Like that one, okay.
Very ambiguous. Oh, those are some of the best ones too, right? Yeah.
These last two. Your teacher always handed your tests back face down, didn't she?
Oh, that's up where there with sick I burn. Have neither the time nor the crayons necessary to explain this to you.
Yes.
Oh, I like that one. Oh, I do like that one. I've heard that one. I like that one. You push a lot of doors that say pull, don't you? I like that one.
That's a pretty, because pretty universal, because I think we've all done that at one point, right? Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. You're very comfortable with yourself, aren't you?
These are aimed at a lot of a specific kind of person too, I'm noticing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Someone who thinks they know a lot more than they actually do know. And don't mind sharing that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, Seth, what doesn't kill you disappoints the rest of us.
Yeah, that's right. Now I know you're on a website or something. These are coming too fast right now. Yeah.
Well, being bitter doesn't make you prettier than me.
No, nice. Nice. I like that one.
That's pretty good.
This one, I admire your enthusiasm. I feel like I've heard that one quite a few times in my life, and I don't think James ever took it the wrong way.
Suddenly realizing all these casting directors saying, "I admire your enthusiasm." Yes. Wait a minute!
The epiphany I have been going through in this.
Oh my God!
These are all pretty good, and I appreciate you both playing along with them. And playing into the bit. I admire that and appreciate it from both of you.
And
very
I
much.
Envy anyone who hasn't met you both.
Going off on a high note today. Mm-hmm. Going off on a high note. I mean, that might be her final bumper for us for the promo for the show. Could be. Just her saying that over and over again.
We will get to a commercial break here in a moment, but I did want to take the chance to remind everybody again, not only about our newsletter, but about all the things that you can do with that newsletter, like in working with us on it. We encourage you to get us stories or story ideas if you'd like. Mm-hmm. There are things going on in our town that we don't always hear about or know.
That's right.
Just had a listener the other day mention this, and I forgot to bring it up during talking about our newsletter before, so I just wanted to get it in there real quick that we are always appreciative of that. Mm-hmm. And we want to cover the things that are important to you.
Right.
So just like with our music stations, and we want to play the music you want to hear, get us your requests, whether it's our music shows or our actual station at 105.5 WIRI.
Exactly.
It's the same thing with our news. We want to cover stories stories that are important to you, let us know what that is. Mm-hmm. Feel free to give us comments on that as well as compliments. but we will know now if it's a true compliment.
That's this. So if you use any of these phrases, we're on to you now. We're on to you.
Yeah. And to my mom and dad, I'm on to you. I'm on to you guys. I get it now.
They've been made now.
You've been doing all these years. You fool me for
James, you're proof that accidents happen.
Yeah. Thank you, Melissa. See, no.
Hey, wait
a
minute.
So hard.
Wait a minute.
Wait a second. I'm going to chew on that one and figure out if that was a compliment or not during the commercial break. We'll come back and we'll wrap up the show, the morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to take it to the top of the hour. Got great civic media programming on your dial coming up. We'll be getting into that. Looking forward to it, everybody. Mm-hmm. A couple of programming notes. We got a great rapid support lined up for you today. Be sure to go to WFHR.com and catch those shows as they're streaming over there this afternoon. In part one, we're going to talk with our Wisconsin Rapids Mayor, Matt Zacher.
Very good. Very nice.
Also have a Wisconsin Rapids Community Media in to record that. Be sure to check out the video at their YouTube page, WRCM. Be sure to type that into your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and subscribe to their page.
Yes.
And in part two, the Aging and Disability Resource Center. Amy Vetter going to be with us.
Okay. Very good.
Looking forward to talking with all of them. Going to be great conversations. And also want to send a shout out to our Wisconsin Rapids River Kings having their media day today over there.
Oh, that's right.
At the Southfield County Rec Center. Hope that's going well and they're enjoying themselves and having fun. I'll be down there as soon as I wrap up these interviews.
Yep, he'll to be go down there. Down there. He's got a busy day.
Interview 20-some of the River, all every one of the River King players.
Single one of them.
And learn some new lingo.
And some new names.
Yes.
Some new last names, too.
It's going to be fun.
Have fun with that.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. I love it. Looking forward to that. I do want to shout out GM head coach, Coach Paul, inviting us over there,
right.
Working with us like they have for many years now,
right.
Whether it's here at WFHR or, of course, on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI.
That's right.
Where you can catch River King home games this year.
Yeah, that's right.
Be sure to check that out. Going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
Going to be a lot of fun. We also have a little bit later for you at 7:05, right here at 97.5, Luke Fickell Show.
Oh, that's right.
Be sure to check that out, everybody.
Looking forward to the game on Saturday. Yeah.
Very curious to hear what Coach has to say.
Yep.
We will not be talking about it on Playmakers. No Playmakers today.
Yep.
But we'll be back on Friday, 4 to 5.
Excellent.
Big thank you to Quality Plus Printing and all you listeners out there that make that show so much fun and popular.
So, yeah, I know you know, Melissa insulted you a lot in that last one, James, but there you go. We don't have to silence her.
I can't believe I did that. Wow.
You know, all that amazing commentary I just added and you guys didn't even hear it?
I am so sorry. I can't believe it. I don't think I've ever done that. That was crazy.
You're just getting used to not being there anymore.
I wasn't saying anything, so it's fine.
I appreciate you being here, Mel. I'm sorry about that. We have a couple of events going on in our area we also wanted to touch on. One of them is happening right now, the 53rd Annual United Way Day at McDonald's at 2128 A Street South, right here in Rapids.
Fantastic.
This is for our local Wisconsin Rapids McDonald's, and
that's
only
right.
That one. Mm-hmm. United Way of Southwind and Adams Counties over there. Come say hi. Find out more about the cool things that they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's has never tasted better when you're getting that great food and knowing you're putting back into your community.
Mm-hmm.
7 to 7 today. Get on over to our local McDonald's here in Rapids and impact the United Way at the same time.
Yeah. If you're going to go there to say hi, you might as well get some fries or something.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let's get something.
Find out more about our United Way at uwswac.org.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guess what else is tonight, everybody? It's a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Guess what?
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Bingo.
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 But not the Beatles. But we try it anyway.
Try.
Coming up tonight, doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30 at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, 430 West Jackson Street. Head on down there. Have a lot of fun tonight, everyone. And support the Elks and all the great stuff that they do for our community. It's a great way to have fun and support them at the same time. And we got a great, it's back, everyone. It's back again after a year off. The FRM Music Fest coming to Robinson Park on Saturday, everyone, from 1 to 9. It is going to be, it's free. I got to put that out there. It doesn't cost anything to go there. There's going to be a kids zone there. There's going to be food and beer as well. And here are the bands that are going to be participating. Beer and Pretzel Polka Band. Can't get any better than that, telling you. You've got a Joyful Little Band. You've got Monday Night Takeout. You've got Double Duo. You've Folk and Blues Brothers. You've got Howard Guitar Lutke and Blue Mix. And finally, Adam Gruhl and the Space Burritos are going to be there.
Big shout out to our friends at FRM joining us on a couple of our shows and talking about this. Spread the word about this amazing event to everybody. And be sure to meet us at Robinson Park for it. It's going to be a great one.
It's always fun. Always fun.
Our good friends over at the Southfield County Humane Society have their 5K9 walk run happening September 20th.
Ooh.
Make plans, head on over to Red Sands Pavilion at Lake Wazicha. On-site registration will begin at 8 a.m. Walk will start at 9. They're going to have raffles, merchandise, bake sale, brat fry. Of course, they got top pledge earners. They got gifts for that. You know,
Ooh, that's cool.
Well-behaved dogs current on rabies vaccinations are welcome to the event.
Cool.
And participants can stop by over at swchs.com to register and find out more.
All right.
And, of course, be listening this Thursday at the top of the 10 o'clock hour with our Pet of the Week with Denise and our Southwood County Humane Society. We'll be talking about this a little bit more then.
Yeah, it's always a treat.
Got some world good stories that I wanted to take a moment with. And, of course, as we're wrapping things up, one of our main topics we have covered over the years here is world records being broken. Well, a Connecticut city dished out more than 9,000 slices of savory pie to break the Guinness World Record for the largest pizza party.
Wow, the largest pizza party. Okay.
The taste
not
of...
Not pie, actual pie.
So. Yeah, I got it. Savory pie, whatever.
The new... I've never really liked pizza being called pie, you know? Yeah, I never really liked
even
that.
Even though it's a pizza pie, but...
It is fair.
It is fair. I'm with you, though. I think it's just pizza, yeah.
The Taste of New Haven, which organizes multiple local events and tours, held the record attempt Friday at the New Haven Green.
Cool.
Each participant was served two slices of pizza and was required by Guinness World Records rules to finish them in a set amount of time.
Really?
Wow.
Well, they could just take them home for like lunch tomorrow or anything
that? No savoring that or anything.
No.
Mow it down.
Just got to eat it right there. And it's two pieces, too. That's like a full meal. Wow.
The party ended up with an official total of 4,525 participants, breaking the record of 3,357. That was set in Tulsa, Oklahoma back in 2023.
Oh, okay. So it's more recent. Okay. You got a lot of people going... Well, people love pizza, though. That's the thing. That's why we have all these pizza records out there. Yeah.
Quote, New Haven has once again demonstrated its pizza supremacy and why the Elm City is the pizza capital of the country and the world. New Haven Mayor Justin Ickler said on social media.
Wow, that's bold. That's a bold statement, New Haven.
And challenge accepted. I feel like we got a challenge here and everything.
Oh, wow.
We got more than that in our community. We could top this.
I think we could do that, yeah.
And I mean, come on, here in Wisconsin, let alone central Wisconsin.
Think of all the pizza places we got around here, man.
We serve a bunch of cheese pizza.
Come on.
You know, I mean, I feel like we could definitely break that record.
Yeah, we could bring it on.
It's an interesting take on this one. Right. No pun intended, but an interesting take on the idea, because I would have thought it was the world's biggest pizza or something along those lines.
Right, exactly.
That also, good on them for doing this, but this is one of those times where you really want to be ahead of the line, like way up in the front of the line.
Right, yes. 9,000, that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of pizza. You can find this article in the complete article over at UPI.com. UPI.com, big shout out to them with the great reporting as always. Two teenagers from England raised over $3,000 for UNICEF by riding their unicycles across the UK.
Oh, wow.
One of their moms said it was exactly the sort of crazy idea she'd expect from them.
Look, Ma, no hands.
Oh, my God. Wait, they were teenagers?
Yeah.
How did they get into unicycling? That seems like an odd hobby to get into when you're a teenager.
No, it doesn't. Actually, there's
really?
There's a young man around here that rides his unicycle around Nakusa.
Oh, that's right.
I did not know that.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Oh, really? Wow. She's reporting the news. See, she's so good at it. Reporting the news.
And how's this for a good day at work? A person in Illinois heard from a coworker that a winning lottery ticket was sold at a gas station in their town. They bought a ticket, but hadn't checked the numbers yet. Turned out they'd won $1 million.
Won $1 million.
That's kind of crazy. It's kind of a wild story right there.
Just checking that. Oh, I'm a millionaire now. Mm. No, that's cool. Yeah.
And I got one here from the Good News Network that I've been sitting on, and we got a little time for here. And I will admit to everybody, this one hits close to home for me. But you can find the complete article at goodnewsnetwork.org. A proud grandma says she is thrilled after helping deliver her daughter's baby in the backseat of a car. And then saving its life.
Oh my goodness.
Shelby Cook was 1 week overdue when she arrived flustered at her mom's house in early August. Her mother, Sonia Cook, thought that she would only be babysitting the couple's other children while they gave birth at the hospital in England, in South Yorkshire. Okay. But suddenly she heard her daughter shout, "It's coming," from the car.
Oh dear.
After finding Shelby laying on the back seat, she telephoned for an ambulance. It was anything but smooth sailing in the following moments, but it was Sonia's quick thinking that saved Mason's life due to the call birth. C-A-U-L birth.
Okay.
As a part of the unbroken amniotic sac membrane covering the baby's face. When that happens. Quote, "The whole time I was telling myself, this is not happening," the 46-year-old grandmother told the news.
Wow.
Quote, "After I saw his head, he just flew out. He literally flew out into my arms, and I couldn't believe what just happened. The men were running around to get towels and blankets to keep the baby warm."
Wow. Wow, what a story.
Sonia's delight was quashed when she noticed that the baby wasn't crying, and that's when she realized something was wrong.
Right.
I began patting him on the back, rubbing his and trying to get it going.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He began turning blue. I was panicking, and that's when I felt the thin sack over his face, which I pulled off, and sure enough, he started having a little cry.
Wow, what a story.
Quote, "I had watched TV programs before where stuff like this goes on, and I couldn't believe it was happening to me."
I can't imagine. I mean, what's going through your brain when that's happening? Probably nothing. Just, what do I do? Okay, I'm just going to react. Let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't expect this to be common knowledge. I was born on a white couch very early.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And brought to this world by a bunch of people that had never helped a birth being born.
Exactly.
You know,
before. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My sister was born on the side of the road in an ambulance. these stories, in this kind of story, it hits home for me and everything.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I'm a little angry. Like, this tops my story.
It does.
By tons.
Seriously, dude.
I mean, I thought I had a really good story there. Big deal. You were born on the couch. Did you hear about Shelby?
About
this rock star over here? This amazing human being? Well done.
There's always a better story out there, right?
It's a great line. It's so true. There's always a better story out there. And we wrap up with our good story of the show, our final good story of the show, being Melissa Kay.
Yes.
She is our final good story. We appreciate you, Melissa. We have really enjoyed these years working together. Looking forward to working together more and seeing what happens going forward.
Right.
And certainly looking forward to the great work that you're going to be able to do not having Seth and I holding you down.
Oh, it's
Well, thank you both. I have just some parting words. James, you have a face for radio. And Seth, you'll go far someday. I hope you stay there.
Yeah. It's an end of an era, thankfully. Finally.
Very well done.
Finally ended.
Love you both.
You too, love Melissa. You back and appreciate you. And certainly, as always.
It's been so much fun working with you.
Oh, it has.
We encourage you to keep an eye out, not only for Melissa's news breaks, but that WFHR newsletter and many, many other things to come. Great show today, you two.
You too, man.
You too, James.
Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.